Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
En podcast fra Podplay.
It was knocking and there was Rod Smallwood. He came in and he said, hey, Toby, can I talk to you for a second? It doesn't happen. He's very shy, but somebody wants to say hi.
Okay.
And Steve Harris came into the dressing room.
Gammel Miden.
Ja, da venter jeg på Tobias, tysker, I Aventasia. Og det her jeg har... Har du hørt dem på festival? Og det skal komme nytt album snart. Det jo veldig sånn forteller, veldig sånn opera, metal opera som det kalles. Så jeg må jo si, det jo, må jo være en kar som har hørt mye på litt det samme som jeg har hørt på I oppveksten. Siste singeren, Against the Wind. Rett på saker, ass. Melodiøst. Jeg får litt sånn der ut og flyg, eller ut på bølgen blå feeling, da. Veldig sånn... veldig mye fantasy I tekstene og sånt, så nei, det her skal bli spennende. Ah, ja, ja. Tror han har hørt litt på Bruce også, så det blir bra her. Venter på Tobias.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's just go, and if you need more time, then
Let's
we'll
go.
Piss off. The one afterwards.
All right, so let's go. Tobias Sammet, welcome to Radio Rock and my podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And congratulations with a new album, two singles I've heard already, and I saw the album artwork with the dragon, and it really reminds me of my childhood and my own like my first Tolkien books, you know, the Hobbit and everything. So what's the story behind the dragon there?
Well, you know, it was, I mean, it's quite hard to imagine, but I've been in this business for 33 years. Mainly having been known as a traditional power metal, Euro power metal musician, and I've got away doing all this without having a single dragon in my music so far. So it was about time, and the album is called Here Be Dragons, which isn't, it's a term used on an ancient sea map to indicate uncharted territory. Uh-huh. And so territory with, you know, where there may be possible dangers and you don't know what works there, but it's got to be something mysterious and you can't really say what is there. And that was how I approached the album. For the first time in the history of Aventasia, it's not a rock opera, it's not a metal opera, it's not a big conceptual album where I knew in advance that the dwarves would walk through the forest to meet this and that creature. So no, it was just, I approached it like a band album and I thought I'm just going to throw myself into working on the album and writing 10 individual stories and songs. And that's why I thought it's, I go where everything may be possible. And that's why I call the album Here Be Dragons, just like that section on that map where you didn't know what to expect, and it was like that term Here Be Dragons, to me it was screaming adventure. And yeah, I needed a dragon on the artwork, and I thought if I want to have a dragon on the artwork, I'm not gonna go for an 80s airbrush dragon. I want to have something more classy, with more style. And I went to my friend Rodney Matthews, who's been painting dragons and fantastic, quite quirky album covers, even in the 70s and 80s for Nazareth and Diamond Head and Tigers of Pantang, Magnum, Asia, and all these bands. And I asked him if he would want to do an artwork for Avantasia, and he said yes. So that's how the dragon came together. It looks like a different kind of dragon. It's not a run-of-the-mill dragon. It's not an average dragon. It's not a dragon, you know, you would expect, you know, on a cheap fantasy book. It's quite a quirky, odd, grotesque dragon.
Oh, it's so classy compared to all the artificial intelligence drawings nowadays. So I really like it. So it's a different album, this. Previously, you've been collaborating with some Norwegians, Jørn Lande and Roy Kahn. Do you have any collaborations like that on this one?
Yeah, Roy Kahn. Roy Kahn is going to be on that one.
Is he?
Yeah, Roy is on the album. He's going to sing a ballad with me called Everybody's Here Until the End.
Nice.
And he's a great singer. I mean, you got many great singers up there, and you got many great bands up there. And Jørn is absolutely an amazing vocalist. And he is not, I mean, he's taken a break on this record. He's not there. Recently he was doing his own stuff and really being into his own thing. And he moved to Sweden. And whenever you're in touch with him, he's repairing or building something on his new house in Sweden. Jørn is the quirkiest person I've ever met in my entire life. Even quirkier than the dragon on the artwork for Hibby Dragons. But a lovely person and one of the best singers of the 21st century, and probably the 20th century as well. So I miss Jørn, and at some point I hope he's going to be back. But you never really know what Jørn is up to. He's really, really special.
Yeah, he is. If the listeners find the episode with Jørn Lande, his quirkiness is quite obvious there. He knows so much about everything.
Yeah, he does, and he's very vocal about what he knows about everything. Jørn is just a very, very good person. He's a very, very good character and a lovely voice. And he's so quirky in every sense. He's just, Jørn is like an uncontrollable force. Whenever he's got something in his head, he will do it. And there is no persuading him into something. There is no talking him into doing something else. And I wanted to work with Jørn on the tour 2023 and on the tour 2024. And I said, Jørn, are you available and you're going to do... Oh, no, I'm going to do this one show there, and then I'm going to start repairing the fence of my garden, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to repair. I got a new old oak door for my house, and I have to rebuild it, and me and my wife, we're going on a vacation there. And, you know, and it's not a matter of money, and it's not a matter of, it's just he loves the family, and the family loves him.
Yeah,
but he will absolutely do whatever he has in his head. And that's good. That's why we all love him.
He's a great guy. But
absolutely.
Yeah. And this album, it's number 10. And you're suddenly deciding to do something completely different. Why does it come right now, you think?
I don't know. I always just follow my heart. And I always do what I want to do. And writing music for me and creating music is a very, very intuitive process. I just sit at the piano and I just start playing and I let out my feelings and it just happens. And whatever needs to get out, it's like writing diary. You can't really, it's a force you can't really control. You can try to channel it in a certain direction, but you never really can fully control it because it's just honestly coming from your subconscious. And I think maybe part of the reason why this album is not a conceptual album or a rock opera in the purest sense of the word is the two previous albums I had done, Moonglow and the Moonflower Society album, Paranormal Evening with the Moonflower Society. Those albums were very, very personal records that I had to get things off my chest, burden, mental burden. And I had to really process many things, many very personal things. And I think after those albums were said, I was a blank canvas, and I was just, I just wanted to throw myself into an adventure, and I just wanted to let it flow and write songs. And I wanted to be, sometimes, you know, writing a concept album is a guideline. It's, it can be something very, very, it can give you structure and it can give you support, and it can be something to guide your ideas and channel your ideas. But sometimes, and I felt I had come to a point like that, it is a ball and a chain. It's a burden, and it's just a hindrance. And it will, you know, you will just, yeah, it's gonna be a chain, and it's gonna, you know, stop your creative juices. And I just wanted to approach it like doing a band album, even though it's my band and I'm the only writer and I make the decisions and I'm, you know, the name giver of the band. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to create an album. And I had the faith and the confidence that I would get away with it. Even under the name of Avantasia, I would be able to come up with something that is based on individual songs, which will, in their entirety, in their togetherness, they will be a cohesive, bigger opus. It will be like a storybook consisting of 10 individual chapters, but I had the confidence that even if I approach it slightly differently, it will be, in the end, it will taste like Avantasia and smell and sound and feel and read and look like Avantasia.
Nice. So let's explore some of your inspiration in your childhood. In my podcast, I always try to explore that in the guest. And being a Maiden fan, I had this huge Iron Maiden experience when being like 12 years old. So I always ask, do you, Tobias, remember mm-hmm. the first time you heard or saw Iron Maiden?
Yes. Well, the first time I heard Iron Maiden was when I bought the album Live After Death. Oh. It was summer. I don't know exactly when that was, because it was not when it came out. It must have been something like 89, maybe 88, maybe something like that. Nice. And I think it was 88, 89, around that. And I bought the album and the vinyl, and I was just shocked by how great it was, how great it looked, how scary the monster looked, how dangerous it looked, how big the band looked on stage, how much fun they seemed to have on tour. It was the album with a booklet with all the pictures from the road, and I just fell in love with the band. I just loved the energy. You didn't see a video of them. I mean, I was a child living in the countryside. We didn't have MTV. So that was all I saw. I heard the music and I saw the pictures, and I could just imagine what they looked like on stage. Now, fast forward, maybe, I don't know, it was in 2000, so maybe that was then 12 years later. Mm-hmm. The first time I saw Iron Maiden on stage was when we supported them with that guy. We played with Iron Maiden in a stadium in France.
Oh my God.
And it was really amazing to play with Iron Maiden. We played our show, I don't know, 20, 30,000 people. And then, you know, got dressed, and then I was standing there, and then I was watching them go on stage and play all these songs. And I thought, holy shit, this is really happening. you're playing with Iron Maiden. And a funny thing is, fast forward a couple of years more, I think it was 2007 or something, we played another show with Maiden. We played several times with Iron Maiden. We supported them in Valencia in Spain at the racetrack. It was Edguy and Iron Maiden. And I went off stage and went to my dressing room, and it was knocking, and there was Rod Smallwood. He came in and he said, "Hey, Toby, can I talk to you for a second? It doesn't happen. He's very shy, but somebody wants to say hi."
Okay.
And Steve Harris came into the dressing room and he came to me and he said, "Hey, Toby, nice to meet you. I saw some of your show. Wow, what a singer."
Oh my God.
And I thought, well, okay, you know, if I'm gonna be hit by some space trash now, and this is gonna be it, so be it. You know, I have my blessing now. So, you know, I met Bruce a couple of times. We were on tour in England, and we played with a band of Adrian Smith's son. And so Adrian Smith came by and to say hello. So it's been, you know, we have the same promoter in England, and it's been on and off. So we got to meet them eventually all and one by one. But I love that band. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Sounds like some huge experiences there. And do you also have a, it's really difficult, but if you have to pick one song that's a special one for you from Iron Maiden's catalog.
Oh, a special Iron Maiden song for me would maybe be probably Revelations.
Oh yeah.
Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
Fiken er et superenkelt regnskapsprogram for bedrifter. Men visste du at du også kan starte din egen bedrift med Fiken? Gjør som tusenvis av andre og registrer AS og enkeltpersonforetak trygt og enkelt ved å fylle ut skjema på fiken.no. Vi hjelper deg hele veien til ferdig registrert bedrift. Du trenger ikke være kunde av Fiken fra før, og velger helt selv om du vil bruke regnskapsprogrammet vårt etterpå. Tjenesten koster heller ingenting ekstra. Fiken. Start din egen bedrift. Superenkelt.
You're listening to a podcast. I'm Bruce Dickinson. You're not. And you're listening to Gamal Maiden.
Because that was my favorite song on the record when I was a kid, on the Live After Death record.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, when I heard the studio version for the first time, I was wondering why it is so slow. Mm. And I thought, like, I can't stand it. It's so much better on the live because it's...
Yeah.
And I thought, oh God, of earth and all, to bow down and hear I cry. I really like the studio version much better.
Yeah, me too. But I love both of them. But there's some similarities there. The storytelling in your music, and of course Bruce Dickinson being the world's best storyteller. Have you asked him to collaborate with you?
Many times.
Okay.
And it's either him not having time, or it's Rod Smallwood preventing Bruce Dickinson from doing something outside Iron Maiden, saying Bruce is too busy flying airplanes, fencing, you know, doing these speeches, tours, singing with Iron Maiden, writing books. I mean, he's a very busy bee, and it never really happened so far. And I I gave up, because at some point you're making a fool out of yourself asking somebody like, oh, please, you want to be my girlfriend? Well, if you're being told for 7 times, no, I don't want to be your girlfriend, fuck off, Toby, then at some point you just say, okay, so be it. So, Bruce, have a happy life. Have a happy career. One day you will regret it. No, seriously. If Bruce is ever going to call me and say, Toby, why don't we do a song together? I would seriously consider it.
Let's hope it happens. Maybe after hearing Here Be Dragons, that will soon be out, and we're looking forward to hearing it. I think you have another caller waiting, maybe. So, a couple of words in the end now about your upcoming tour. How will the stage be?
The stage will be great. We're going to bring all the props. We're going to bring fireworks. We're going to bring our own show. We're going to play in the dark, you know, which is not necessarily a familiar experience familiar to our Norwegian fans. We just played Norway Rock last summer. No, Tons of Rock it was.
Yeah,
was it Tons of Rock, right? We played Tons of Rock, and we played in the sunlight. And I was not amused until somebody told me the sun doesn't set in Norway in summer. So I said, okay, that's fine now. Then it's good for me. What is good for Alice Cooper and all these other great bands and Metallica is good for me too.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, an Avantasia show has to be in the darkness, because you just, you know, you can't watch a movie like Burnt Offerings or all these haunted house movies when it's bright sunlight outside and everybody's wearing their sunglasses. So an Avantasia show, just like a King Diamond show or an Alice Cooper show, has to be in the darkness. And it's going to be dark when we come to play Oslo. And we're going to bring the full show. We're going to bring, we're going to play long shows. And it's going to be amazing. I'm really, really looking forward to bringing the full thing to Oslo.
So see you in the dark then, Tobias, and good luck with the release and everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and see you in the darkness. Yes. It is you.
Torkel Torsvik, en podcast fra Radio Rock.
Dasken, her var det mye energi. Fantastisk fyr. Oi, oi, oi. Nå fikk jeg lyst til å gå på Avantasia-konsert inne I mørkret, så det skal jeg jammen få til så fort som overhovedet mulig. Håper du har koset deg du også, som hører på Gammal Maiden. Litt laber lyd, for vi måtte over fra et vanlig system til Zoom-samtale, som ikke var like bra. Så stod det at båndbredden hans var ganske dårlig. Han jo fra Tyskland, vet du. Det, infrastrukturen ikke helt opp og går der, men håper du hørte hva Toby sa, og at du koser deg med Gammal Maiden så ofte som overhovedet mulig. Det mange episoder nå. Kos deg med, ja, gå tilbake, og det mye sånn bonusnadder og sånt. Alt anbefales på det sterkeste. Og så må du gjerne, ja, gjør man det noe forresten? Ja da, på sånn iTunes og sånt, så kan man rate og legge inn en liten anmeldelse og sånt. Det hjelper faktisk innimellom. Og en podcast som det her trenger hjelp alltid. Så tusen takk til deg som hører på og hjelper på dette vis. Ha det bra.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay eller se podplay.no.
Nyttårssalget I gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av 2 eller flere varer. Salget finner du I butikk og på dressmann.com.